No woman, no cry. Close to 10 a.m. when I get on a downtown train. Not too crowded, but still, people are hanging from straps rather than crowding the benches, and they're staring at their phones. I scan the train and choose a seat beside a petite woman. She's carefully dressed, all shades of brown, brown leather jacket, neat brown jeans, brown cap. She is opening mail. Her hands are thin, unadorned, and carefully manicured. She pulls out each piece of mail and smooths out the creases, lays the paper on her purse before she reads through it, then refolds and returns to her brown leather purse. I admire her precision, her attention, also that she's brought this task with her for the long subway ride. At Union Square Station, two buskers get on the train, and they sing No Woman, No Cry. A single voice accompanied by a single guitar, and then the guitarist adds harmony during the chorus, and then they change it up and they rap two verses, and then the melody increases. The singer starts to spin and spin, and as he does, the energy builds and builds, and I think we all can feel it. The song and its energy now weaving through the train car, through all of us, and when the song ends, a strap hanger lets out a woohoo in appreciation. I think we are all grateful that he voices what we're feeling. This jolt of energy, they've gifted us this shared music, our bodies syncing up to No Woman, No Cry. They pass the hat and the woman in brown helps me pass my $5 and I say to her, because I'm still all full of that Bob Marley energy, that was wonderful. I love New York. And she looks at me and meets my eyes and she says, I love New York too.
No woman, no.